Shalom to all. Today's daf is on Hedjin Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting the second line with a quote from the Mishnah: Dinim Mamonos Machzirin V'Chulu. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So the Mishnah had told us that by Dinim Mamonos, even once the case was paskined, they could still be machzir. They could reverse it. They could undo the din if they find either something l'schus or l'chayv. So the Gemara says, Ramin will ask you a seer from a Mishnah Maseches Bechayres. Donos Hadin, the din paskined Zika Sachayv, Chayv Sazakai. Anyway, a mistake. He was Mazakai the one who was really Chayv, or was Mechayv the one who was really Zakai, or Timei Satohar, Tira Satomei. He was Metamis and was really Tahar, or his matar, something was really tame. Masha asa asui, whatever was done, Mishalmi beisoi, and he has to pay from his house, which means the dayan has to take money out of his pocket and pay for that mistake that he made. So we see clearly from his Mishnah that a dayan can't be machzir, can't reverse the din, and we're gonna have a number of answers for this. Amar Rav Yosef says, like kasha, no problem. Kan b'momche, our Mishnah is talking about a momche. A dayan who's a momche could reverse the din. Kan b'she'en a momche, the Mishnah b'chayres is talking about not a momche. Asking our momche machzirin, even a dayan momche is able to be machzir, he's able to reverse and undo his din. Vaktani, that Mishnah itself says im hay momche lebez. If the dayan was a momche lebezin, pater milashalim, he's pater from paying, and we see that even though he's pater from paying, he still can't reverse the din and give a new psak. So Rav Nachman gives a different answer. Kan sheyesh gadol imenu chachman minyan. Our Mishnah is talking about where the dayan has one who's greater than him. Greater in chachman minyan is just an expression. If we're talking about one dayan, it doesn't mean he's greater in number. It's just one person. It just means he's greater in chachma, he's greater in wisdom, and therefore the second dayan who's greater could overrule the first dayan and reverse that din. Whereas Kan, the Mishnah b'chayres, she'en gadol imenu chachman minyan, is talking about where there isn't anyone greater than him, so the din can't be reversed. Now, Rav Sheshes Amar, he gives a different answer. Kancha Tabu Dvar Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about where the dayan made a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah. It's a Beferish Psak in a Mishnah that he just made a simple mistake about, and that's why he's able to be Chayzer, because it's just something obvious that he missed. Whereas Khan, the Mishnah Bechayrus, is Shetabu Shikal Adas. He made a mistake in Shikal Adas, and that's something that can't be reversed. Now, Rav Sheshes Amar Vasi, Tabu Dvar Mishnah, Chayzer. If a dayan made a mistake and someone said Dvar Mishnah, he could be Chayzer. Whereas Tabu Shikal Adas, if he made a mistake in Shikal Adas, ain't a Chayzer. He can't go back on that. And Amar Levino Ravashi, Ravina Asravashi, Afil Tabu even if he made a mistake in something that Rechir Rabbi Shaya said, they were the ones who wrote all the brises in Tisefta, which are very authoritative, but not as authoritative as Mishnah. But would that still be considered as being Tabu Dvar Mishnah if a dayan made a mistake in something that Rechir Rabbi Shaya wrote? So Rabbi Shaya told him in, yes. Ravina continued asking Ravashi, I feel with Rav Shmuel, even if a dayan made a mistake in what Rav Shmuel paskin, and this is not even on the level of a brisa, they just paskin me svara, but would that even be considered on the level of being Tabu Dvar Mishnah? So Rabbi Shaya told him in, yes. Now Ravina continued asking Ravashi, I feel with David Didach, what about me and you? Let's say a dayan made a mistake in something that you or I paskin clearly about. Would that be considered like Tabu Dvar Mishnah? So Amalehi responded, Atu Anan Kotli Kani Bagmanan, what are we, reed cutters in a swamp? Nowadays, this would be translated as, what are we, chopped liver? We're no different than Rav and Shmuel in their days, whereas Chashev and as authoritative as them. So yes, we're considered Tabu Dvar Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami Shikal Hadas, what does that mean? He made a mistake in Shikal Hadas. Amar Papa explains, Kigoin Tre Tanoi Tramai Rai, Depliga Dadi, we have Machlekas Tanoi Marami Raim, Veloy Itmar Hechso Likamar Vlekamar, and there isn't a clear halacha like this one or that one. And this dayan happened to have paskin like one of them. However, v'sugi de shmeitzin alzi kiedach, the sugi de shmeitzin, which means the usual way that dayan paskin is like the other one. But this dayan ended up paskining like the one that's usually not paskin like. Hainu shikal adas, that's called shikal adas, and therefore can't be undone. And depending on the dayan who paskin this way, depends on whether or not he has to pay out of pocket, like what that Mishnah Bechayres says. However, Esar of Mnuler of Sheshes, from Nuna Esar of Sheshes, Maisa of partial Beis Menachem, there's a story with a cow that came from Beis Menachem, Shenetla im shala, its womb was taken out, which means it can't have kids, but Chilir Tarfel Klavim, Rav Tarfon fed it to the dogs. He paskined it was a trefa, it couldn't be eaten because it was missing its womb, and therefore it's a great loss of money for the owner. It was just fed to the dogs. And Ubamas of Necham B'Yavne, the store came to Chacham and Yavne v'tirua, and they said this cow is really mutter. Why is that? She'amr Toidus Raife, because Toidus the doctor said, Ein par v'chazir yotzes me'alexandria shal Mitzrayim, a cow and a chazir aren't allowed to leave Alexandria of Mitzrayim, elam ken chayt chana'im shala, until they take out its womb, kadesh la'teled, so it doesn't give birth. These were wonderful cows and chazirim, and before they were exported to different countries, Egypt made sure that their womb was taken out so they couldn't produce and have more children elsewhere. So we see this cow is not considered a trefa and it's perfectly fine. And really, Rav Tarfon should not have paskin like that. And once Rav Tarfon heard this, Amar Rav Tarfon, he said, Halcha chamarcha tarfon, your donkey just went tarfon. He basically was saying, I'm now going to have to sell my donkey in order to reimburse this baldin whom I paskined against because I made them lose their cow for nothing. Now, Amar Rav Kiva told him, Paterata, you're pater. Shekal mumchel rabim, patem l'shalim. Anyone who's considered a dayin mumchel rabim is pater from paying. And you, Rav Tarfon, are a dayin mumchel rabim. Now, here's the question. Vei Esau, if it's really true that a dayan is allowed to be chayzer, le malay, why didn't Rabbi Kiva tell him, type of Dvar Mishnah ata, you're making a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah. This is the Chum said in Yavne, is a clear Dvar Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Maseches Chulin that tells us beferish nitla im shalak sheira, and the type of Dvar Mishnah chayzer. A type of Dvar Mishnah is chayzer. And so Rabbi Tarfon, you really don't have to pay anything. And since Rabbi Kiva did not tell that to Rabbi Tarfon, it must be this is incorrect, and that type of Dvar Mishnah can't be chayzer. The Gemara says no. Chada va'ad ka'amar. Rabbi Kiva was telling Rabbi Tarfon one and then another thing. Chada, first of all, the type of Dvar Mishnah ata, you made a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah, but Toby the Mishnah Chayzer, and a Toby the Mishnah is allowed to be Chayzer, is allowed to reverse that din. Furthermore, even if you want to say that you really made a mistake in Shikla Adas, and it's not a Befer Shemeshnah, Momchel Rab Mato, you're still Momchel Rabim, Chol Momchel Rabim, Potem Lashalim, and a Dayan who's Momchel Rabim, he doesn't have to pay. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak asks Rava, my come back to Rav Menuna Rav Sheshes. What's Rav Menuna's question to Rav Sheshes in the first place? Mi Para, from the case of the cow, Para, Harechil Klovim. This case of the cow, the Rav Tarfon Paskindin, he said that it has to be fed to the dogs, and that's what happened, Velasa the Hadar, and it's not here in order to be Chayzer on it. The whole question was, if it's Tavadar Mishnah, you could be Chayzer. But even if you want to say that it is Tavadar Mishnah, and the Rav Tarfon could be Chayzer, the cow is already fed to the dogs. So what's he going to be Chayzer from? He's going to take the cow back from the dogs, it's already dead. And the Gemara answers, no, Hachikamarle, this is what he was telling him. If you want to say that when a Dayan is Tavadar Mishnah, he's now to reverse that din, Alma Kamdina. We see that the din has now already been established. That's Rav Tarfon was afraid, and he said, okay, I don't have my donkey anymore because now I have to sell it in order to pay for the mistaken din. And so Rekiva was telling Rav Tarfon, Mom Chalabezinata, you're Mom Chalabezin, and you don't have to pay. But if you really want to say that Tavad Dvar Mishnah is Chayzer, then Rekiva should have told him, Kivan to Ilu Havai Para, since if the cow was still here and wasn't yet fed to the dogs, Dino Chlav Dino, your din wouldn't have been anything, you wouldn't have done anything wrong, because again, in this theoretical case, the cow would not have yet been fed to the dogs, and since Tavad Dvar Mishnah Chayzer, that means you could just retract and you wouldn't have caused the loss of money. So Hashtanami, Lav Klomavata, now, even though the cow was already fed to the dogs, it's still considered like you didn't do anything wrong, because once we say that Tavad Dvar Mishnah Chayzer, that means that the original psak wasn't considered anything in the first place, and that means he didn't cause them to lose any money. And that was the Havamina of the question. But now the Gemara goes back to original discussion of the steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah B'chayres, and our Mishnah seems to say that a Dayan could be Chayzer from his din, whereas the Mishnah B'chayres says over there, a Dayan can't be Chayzer. Now this is Chizda Amar, he answers, that Mishnah is talking about where the Dayan took money and gave it to the other person, and since he did a physical act, concretizing his din, he can't be Chayzer on it. Whereas Khan, our Mishnah, the Dayan didn't do anything physical to concretize his din, and therefore he could be Chayzer and he could go back on it when he finds that he made a mistake. So Gemara asks, Bishlam Machayev Zakai, we understand if he was Machayev, the one who's really Zakai, Kigan Shanatov Nasim Bayad. That makes sense that he was Noitov Nasim Bayad. He took from one guy and gave it to the other guy, so he can't be Chayzer. Elazika Zachayev, in regards to the reverse case, where he was Mazaka, someone who's really Chayev, Hechim Shkachasla, where do we find this? And the answer is the Amr Le, Pater Ata. It's where he told him, you're Pater. Ask the Gemara of a holy Natov Nasim Bayad. That's not a case of Natov Nasim Bayad. He didn't take anything from the fellow, Adarabba. He told him, you're Pater, so you don't have to give any money. And we answer, no. Kimid Amr Pater Ata, since the Dayan told him, you're Pater, Kimoisha Natov Nasim Bayad Dami. It's as if he took money and gave it to the other guy. Ask the Gemara of that. So, El Masis, Yuktani, Dini Mamanis, Machzirin, Bein Luschos, Bein Lechayva. Then what about our Mishnah that says that by Dini Mamanis, the Dayan could be Chayzer, Bein Luschos, Bein Lechayv. So, Bishlam Luschos, we understand he's changing his din for Schos, Mishkachaslo, we could find that easily. Dharmali Meikara, originally Dayan told him, Chayva Tayr Chayv, Veloy Natov Nasim Bayad, and he didn't take any money from him and give it to the other guy. And therefore, he's able to be Chayzer and say, you know what, you're actually Potter. Al Chayva Hechem Shkachasa, what's the case where it was a Chayv? And the answer is the Armali Potter Ata. It's where he told him that you're Potter. Ask the Gemara of Amrit, you just said, Kim Dharmali Potter Ata, once a Dayan tells the Baal Din, you're Potter, Kimoisha Natov Nasim Bayad Dami. That's like a case of Natov Nasim Bayad, and once it's Natov Nasim Bayad, you can't be Chayzer. Ramesh Nakhler says that even if he originally pottered him, he could be Machayv him. So what's the difference between our Mishnah, where he could change the din, and that Mishnah where he can't change the din, based off of the way we just explained that Mishnah? Our Mishnah should be considered Natov Nasim Bayad, and he shouldn't be able to be Chayzer. So we answer, you're right. Chadik Tani, really our Mishnah is only talking about one case. Dine Mamanis Machzirin Luschos, Shehi Chayva. The Dayan's able to be Chayzer, he's able to retract his din and reverse it for a case of Schos, which is a Chayva. Namely, he originally told the Baal Din that he's Chayv to pay, but he never took the money from the Baal Din. Then later on, he realized he made a mistake, so he was Chayzer, and he says, you know what, I'm being a Zaka you, Mr. Baal Din, and that Mela becomes a Chiyuv for the other one. And it's actually not talking about two cases, and we're going to ask on this soon, but right now, this is the Havamina. Asking, well, hold on one second, the Chavasa, the similar case, meaning the parallel situation, Gab Nefashos, in case of Nefashos, we have an issue. Machzir l'schos, lam gimel bezatab, ve'ein machzir l'chayva. We can be machzir l'schos, but not l'chayva. What does this mean? Machzir l'schos, schos greitza, when it's a pure schos, whereas ve'ein machzir l'chayva, l'schos shehi chayva, chayva se deman. Whose chayv is that for? Namely, what the Gemara just asked is that the Mishnah drew a parallel between Mamanis and Nefashos, stating that although Mamanis, a chazar could be done both in chayv and schos case, by Nefashos, it could only be done in schos. Now, according to this answer that we just gave, the cases don't match up. Because if the Mamanis is really only one case, which after chazara is a schos for Ruvain and a chayv for Shimon, then Nefashos case doesn't have a parallel. Because there's no such a thing in a Nefashos case that's a schos for one guy and a chayv for the other guy. Nefashos could be referring to something like Chil Shabbos, in which there's only one Baal Din to begin with. So even though maybe we found a good answer for Din and Mamanis means that we could be Chayzer, that doesn't match up with Din and Nefashos. Then my answer is, Halakasha, it's not a problem. Chavasa de Gaal Adam. It could be referring to the chayv of the Gaal Adam. Meaning originally they passed in the Ruvain killed Shin Shogeg being mechayev him to run to an Erig Miklat, and that means that the Gael Hadam, the relative of Shimon, technically could kill him on his way to the Erig Miklat. But now there's Chazar pottering Ruvain from going to the Erig Miklat, that means the Gael Hadam is not allowed to kill him. So actually, we do have a parallel case. Flipping the din around, reversing it, is going to be a zchus for one guy, but a chayv for the other guy. Asking, how does that make sense? Mishum chalas the Gael Hadam, katlin leila hai, just because of the chayv of the Gael Hadam, we're going to kill this fellow. Remember, the Mishnah had said that in this parallel case of Nefashos, there's not allowed to be a Chazara, which means over here we're basically saying that we're not allowed to reverse Ruvain's din and say that he's Potter because we don't want it to be a Chiyuv for the Gael Adam. In other words, we want the Gael Adam to be able to kill Ruvain. How does that make sense? But furthermore, we have a more fundamental question. My Bain Bain. How do we understand the Lashon of the Mishnah as Bain Bain? The Mishnah says, by Mominus, there's allowed to be Chazara, Bain in this case, Bain in that, whether for Schus or for Chayv. And the way we're understanding Mominus right now is that there's only one case of Chazara, not two. And the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, according to this understanding, it is a question. Now, Ravina answers totally differently. He's addressing the original issue of how do we have a case where the Baal Din was originally pottered and that it can't be reversed because it was not Vanasan Bayad. If the Dayan said potter, nothing was taken away. So he answers that actually could be something taken away even when he said potter. For example, Shahayuloi Biyade Mashkain. It's where the Baal Din had a Mashkain, and when the Dayan said potter, what did he do? Vanatlo Yumenu, he took that Mashkain away from the guy and gave it to the other Baal Din, and that's a case of potter, but he still was not Vanasan Bayad. So in that situation, when he finds out they made a mistake, he can't reverse the din because he was not Tovanasan Bayad. And now explaining the Mishnah Bechayres that said, Timis Atahar, what's this referring to? Da'agoy Bei Sharetz. It's where he touched it with a Sharetz. That's where they came to the Dayan asking if this is Tomei or Tar. It was a Safek. And he paskened it's Tomei, and then he concretized that by taking a Sharetz and touching it to the food. And since he did a physical act, he can't be Machshir that din and say, oh, actually it's Tahar. And similarly, Tiras Atomei, if he was Matar or something that was Tomei, what does that mean he did a physical act that can't be reversed? She'irvan Ben Peirosov, it's where he took this thing that he paskened as Tahar and he mixed it in with the person's other fruits, saying, don't worry, everything here is Tahar, but really it turned out to be Tomei, and that's the case also where he took it physically and concretizes din like that. Continue to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Din Nefashos v'chulu, then in the case of Din Nefashos, we can only machzor din, leptur, but not l'chiyuv. Now we discuss this, Tanur Banner Brisa says, Minal yasumi bazdin chayiv, how do we know if the Baal Din left bazdin, he was chayiv, v'amar echad, then someone says, Yashilam al v'schos, I have schos for him. Minal yashimachzor noisai, how do we know we bring him back into bazdin and rejudge him to try to find this schos for him? Tamalem, because the pasuk says, Naki al tarig. Really, the pasuk says, Naki vitzadik al tarig, but we're just focusing on the word Naki, and Naki means he's clean. Dahainu, even though we paskin that he's chayiv, if he's really not chayiv, so he's truly Naki, he's truly clean. And Imanel Yatum Bezin Zakai, how do we know if he walked out of Bezin? And they paskin that he's fine. They acquitted him. Va'amar echad yeshu lamad al chayva, and the one guy says, I have a chayv for him. I want to be able to convict him. Minayin she'ein machzir noisai, how do we know that we do not bring him back? Tamalem, because the pasuk says, Tzadik al tarig, don't kill a tzadik. And the reason why we're using the word tzadik at the pasuk over here is because even though maybe he's really not a tzadik, they were at least matzdik him bedin, they acquitted him, and therefore we can't convict him afterwards. Now, Rashi Rashi tells us, v'chilufa l'meses, the exact opposite is by meses, somebody who tries to get other people to do avodah zara. The pasuk says, lois achma v'lois chasa olav, don't have mercy and don't cover for him. So even if we paskin that he's chayiv and we find a schus for him, we don't bring that schus up, we're going to kill him anyway. Rav Kana Masri Makani teaches from the following pasuk, mechi harag targenu, from his double lashon of harag targenu of a meses, we're not going to look for a schus for him if we ready paskin his chayiv. And now, boy, Menir Abzerim of Sheshes, Rav Zeir Asr of Sheshes, chayiv galia is my, that's proper girsa. What about a case of chayiv galia? Ruvain killed Shimon b'shaygeg, and they paskin that he's not chayiv, or were able to be machzer him if they found a reason to be mechayiv him, or no, maybe it's like dinin nefashos, and once they acquitted him, they can't convict him. And the answer is asir rutzeach rutzeach. We have gzer shava rutzeach rutzeach. It says rutzeach by rutzicha on purpose, and it says rutzeach by b'shaygeg, and therefore it's considered rutzicha case. And if they already acquitted him, they can't convict him afterwards. Another question: chayiv malchus mai? What about chayiv malchus? They paskin that he's not chayiv malchus, and then someone came up with a reason that maybe he is chayiv. Are we able to bring him back, or is it like dinin nefashos that once we acquitted him, we can't convict him? And the answer is Asi Rasha Rasha. We have a Drasha Rasha Rasha, which is also learned from Din Nefashos, that we can't bring him back and mechayev him once we pottered him. And Tanya Nabehoch Rebbe just like this. Chayev Galias Minayin, how do we know Chayev Galias? Asi Ritzeach Ritzeach, we have the Drasha Ritzeach Ritzeach, and Chayev Malkias Minayin, how do we know this? Because Asi Rasha Rasha, we have the Drasha of Rasha Rasha. We continue explaining the Mishnah. We said Ve'in Machzirin L'chayva, we can't bring him back for Chayev. And Rechim Rabba Omer Mirchna, he tells us, Ushata B'davar She'inat Zdukin Maidin Bay. This is only the Dayan made a mistake that Stukim do not agree to. We know that Zdukim were a sect in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that they don't pay attention to any Rabbanans. They just learn the Torah literally as it is, and so they're obviously going to argue with us on many different things. As Rechi is telling us that if the Dayanah made a mistake with something that Tzedukim don't agree with, and they realize that really they should be mechayev the guy, that's something they can't go back on. If they made a mistake with something that even Tzedukim agree on, meaning it's so beferish in the Torah, it's so clear and obvious that this is what the Torah is telling us to do, and the Dayanah made a mistake regarding that, so they could be chayzer, even though that's going to lead to a conviction for this fellow, and that's because Zilkar Be'Ravhu. This is something you could go ask any child in cheder, he's going to tell you that this is what the pasuk says. And if a dayan made such a blatant mistake, pottering the fellow when he really should be mechayev him, and again, even tzedukim would agree to this, and kids in cheder know this pasuk, so they actually could go back and convict the fellow. About the following, what about if the dayan made a mistake by knife and neyafes, an adulterer and adulteress, two people that were mezana with each other, or some sort of issue of arias, and he acquitted them, but he really should convict them. And the reason why this might be different than a regular din nefashas case is because by din nefashas, it makes sense that a dayan might mistakenly acquit the defendant, and there isn't anything to do about it. Because there's so many different nuances with din nefashas, how he's supposed to be warned, if he was warned properly, if there was a way to prevent him from killing him, so many different things that it makes sense a dayan might make a mistake on that the tzedukim won't agree to, and therefore we're able to say, once they acquitted the fellow, they can't go back on that. But what about with adultery, with niyuf? The avera either was or wasn't committed, and there isn't a myriad of details which the dayan can make a mistake about. And so maybe this is like making a mistake, but davar shatzduk in mind him by, and the dayan could be chayzer. Even though he acquitted, he could convict. And so Armalei Rechon told him, ademaikdach yakid, when your fire is still burning, zilkaitz karech, go cut your gourd, vitzali, and roast. Meaning once we're ready in the discussion of a davar shatzduk in mind him by, this is something that stukim are mind him by, even they agree that adultery is prohibited, and therefore a dayan would be able to be chayzer on such a din. And Itmanami has also stated, Amar Vami, Amar Biyachnon, Tabanoev, Chayzer, he could be Chayzer. Asking where Al-Hechidami ain't Chayzen. So what's the case our Mishnah is talking about that he can't be Chayzer? Our Mishnah made a blanket statement that by Dinin Nefashis, we can't be Chayzer. Once they paskin for the defendant, they can't paskin against him. And that seems to be even in the case of Niyuf. But now, based on what Rabbi Yechon said, Niyuf, you could be Chayzer. But again, our Mishnah implies that by Niyuf, you could be Chayzer. So what's that case? Amar Avon Rechon, and the answer is Kigan Shatosh Shalai Kedarka, as where the Dayan made a mistake of Shalai Kedarka, where the man was by the woman Shalai Kedarka, the Dayan paskin that's not considered Niyuf, but really it is Niyuf, because based off of Joshua and Pasuk, Kedarka and Shalai Kedarka is the same thing, and that's something that the Dayan's not going to be Chayzer, and once he acquitted the fellow, he can't convict him afterwards. And we can explain the Mishnah, Dina Mamon is HaKol V'Chulu. We say by Dina Mamon's case, anyone could speak up, Bein L'Chayv, Bein L'Schos, whereas by Dina Fashos, only Dayanim are allowed to speak up for Chayv, whereas other people, let's say the Talmidim watching, they're allowed to speak up if they have a Schos for him, but not L'Chayv. Tagmar makes an inference. HaKol, when it says anyone's allowed to speak up, Mafilu Edim, that's Mashma, even the Edim themselves are allowed to speak up in defense of the defendant. Now, if that's true, let's say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, not the Rabbanon. The Tanya of Brisa tells us, the pasuk says, "Ve'ed echad lo yana benafesh." The one aid can't speak up about a matter of nefashos. This tells us, "Bein l'schos, bein l'chayva," whether for schos or l'chayv. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, he says, "Oin l'schos, ve'ein oin l'chayva." That an aid is allowed to speak up by dini nefashos for schos, just not for chayv. And it seems to be our Mishnah. Now the problem with that is, they usually we don't pasuk like a das yachid. So how does that make sense? And our Papa he answers, "Be'echem al talmidim v'divra hakol." Our Mishnah is talking about one of the talmidim, and it's going to everybody. Everybody agrees that if one of the Talmidim has a schus for the defendant, so then he could speak up. And we're not actually talking about the aid. So now we just continue discussing this. Lama down, lama off on top. My time is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's svara? That's because Amakar the pasuk tells us, aid echad lo yana benafesh lamos. That an aid echad is not allowed to speak up about a nefesh lamos. That tells us, lamos hu dein oine. He can't speak up about a nefesh if that's going to cause the fellow to be killed. That's l'chayva. Aval l'schus, oine. But that's mashma that if it's for his schus, it's to his defense, so then this aid echad could speak up. And Rabbana, what about them? How do they explain this? Amar Shalkash, he says, Mishum de Mexican Agebe Dusai. It seems to be like he's Negev Eidos. If an aide who just testified against the defendant is now speaking up to defend him, it seems to be something fishy is going on here. Maybe he actually lied when he gave his Eidos and he realized that he can't backtrack because once he gave his Eidos, he can't say something different, and therefore the only way for him to cover himself is by finding some sort of schus for the defendant so he doesn't get killed. And that seems like he's Negev Eidos. That's why the aide is not allowed to speak up in defense of the defendant. Now the question just is, Rabban Nahai Lamos, my Darshi Bey, what are the Rabban Darshan and the Pazak Lamos? It seemed to be that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda had a good drasha. And the answer is, they understand it as saying that one of the Talmidim who's watching the proceedings is allowed to speak up and provide a defense for the defendant. If one of the Edim said, how do we know that we do not listen to him? Because the pasuk says, the one aid is not allowed to speak up, so it clearly tells us, according to the Chachamim, that an aid can't speak up for Chayv and even for Schos. And how do we know if one of the Talmidim says, I have a Chayv, I have something against him? How do we know that we don't listen to him? Tell him, because the pasuk says, Echad lo yana benafesh lamos, that one can't speak up. This is taking out the word aid. It's just simply telling us that one can't speak up against a nefesh to kill him, and therefore a Talmud can't speak l'chayv, but that's mashma, he could speak l'schos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.